For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team went to Sioux Falls looking to improve to 4-0. They came within inches of doing so. Details are next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
With the kids back in school and the whole family online this fall, speed matters. Good thing Paul Bunyan Communications has the fast speeds it takes to keep everyone happy. In the den with a tablet, researching a school project on the home office computer, and using Wi-Fi on a smartphone instead of using up your data plan. It can all happen at once with no waiting. Speed matters. Get the fastest internet speeds available with the Gigazone from Paul Bunyan Communications. Call or visit paulbunyan.net today. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team went into their matchup with Sioux Falls on Saturday with both teams with 3-0 records. Beavers raced out to a 20-3 halftime lead, only to see Sioux Falls score 34 points in the third quarter. The Beavers scored the only points in the fourth quarter, pulling to within one, 37-36, under Jordan Hine, quarterback keeper. That's when the Beavers elected to go for two and go for the win.
They send Juwan Richard in motion. They hand it off to him on a jet sweep. Juwan Richard dives in, lost the football. He lost the football and it went out of bounds. He had the corner. Juwan Richard had it. He got bumped and then got the ball knocked out of his arms.
Beaver defensive back and associate head coach Rich Yonner.
The kids play hard and the scheme was there. It was just, you know, it's kind of like you say, it was an epic battle between two really good football teams. That was a great football game.
That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.